when we're grounded, when we're creating sacred space, when we're doing a ritual, there are many different ways that we can do what we call casting a circle, making a magic circle, creating a sacred space that becomes our kind of energetic temple for the moment. And one of the ways that I like to do this with groups when we have been working with the earth is to send people out to observe. Observe nature, ask that question, I wonder, observe all the different elements, then bring them back and then ask people to speak or sing or dance or in some way show what they have observed from the air, from the fire, from the water, from the earth. It's a beautiful way to honor those elements, to invite them in, and to express our gratitude for all the things that those life-sustaining forces give to us. You can also literally cast a circle by walking around a room, touching the walls, imagining a line of energy flowing out of your finger. You can use a magical tool. In the craft, we often use the thame, the knife, to cast a circle because a knife creates a boundary, sort of cuts an edge between the worlds. You can cast a circle very simply by getting groups to take hands and acknowledge that now they have created a sacred space. And maybe go around and have each person say their name and have the group repeat it to bring each person into the circle. Or sing their name and have the group sing it back. And if you're all by yourself working and you feel like you really need a clear energetic boundary around yourself, what I often do is just walk around the room and touch each of the walls and invoke the element for that direction. Make sure you come all the way back to where you started. I've seen a lot of people cast a circle, go around, you know, first wall, second wall, third wall, fourth wall, and then go to the middle without coming back to where you began and actually completing the circuit and making it whole. When we cast a circle and we're grounded and we've called in the elements of life, it's time to honor the sacred in some form. You might honor a specific goddess, a specific god, or you might simply think about what is most sacred to you. And many times if I'm working with a group that's not specifically identified as Wiccan or pagan, group that might include people of many different cultures and many different religions, I don't want to necessarily name a specific goddess that's going to make some people feel uncomfortable or some people feel like they're being manipulated into calling something that might not fit with their religious tradition. So it's much simpler to simply say, take a breath and think about what is sacred to you, what you most care about, what for you is that aspect of life that puts you most in touch with however you conceive of the unifying life force of the universe. And name that. Another way to do it, because in the pagan tradition, we see the goddess as alive in each one of us, might be to ask people simply to call in someone they deeply care about. I might say, call in someone who you see as the way the face of goddess, of God, reveals herself or himself in the universe right now. Maybe that's a loved one. Maybe that's a child. Maybe that's someone you admire. Maybe that's someone who's done some act of courage. But let's honor them and call them into this circle.